smiled at the elves. "I can sleep when this is settled. The gods give strength when it's needed, as you elves know well, who rarely sleep at all."
"Few are the humans who drink from our springs," said Amrothlin gravely. "But then, few are the humans who have touched an Elfane Teg directly. Will you say what you have decided?"
"I will say what the gods would have me do, when I know what that is and the council is assembled," replied Pox. Outside, Sire Holverek waited for her. "I am sure you are tired, Lady Poxenarian. If you would rest and pray before meeting with us, we will wait. But the realm's great need requires that we not sit long in uncertainty. May I ask that you speak with us when you can?"
"My lord, if the council is ready to meet, I will come now. But did you not say that you had messages to send? If some must come from a distance, I would sleep a little."
He nodded. "To assemble the full council will take some hours more. Those here can make legal decisions, however. We've had to make do since the king's illness worsened. I have sent to all the sires who are not present, and to the knight commander of Falk. But in the matter of succession, I fear any delay. I myself resign my claim to favor yours. At this moment, most favor yours, but what action would be taken by a council of regents had the king left a minor heir? Oh, the announcement of regents, a proclamation of the terms of regency, and that the regents swore their honor to it, continuance of the alliance and its terms, and the authority of the courts as presently constituted. Could not the council act as a regency for a while?"
"Regent for whom? For you?"
He looked confused.
"Let us say, for whomever comes to rule."
"I hadn't thought of that." He gave her a shrewd look. "Fox blade in gold, lady. If you become our queen, as I hope, you promise to be not only good, but wise. We could indeed. As well, it would be reasonable, since you are unfamiliar with our laws and customs, to continue as we have until you've time to learn them." He looked past her to the elves, who had followed her out. "Would that satisfy you?"
"A temporary regency? That is a matter for the council to decide, but it seems well enough."
Again, Pox had the impression of some hidden amusement. "Then may I see you to your chambers, lady?" asked Sire Holverek. "Whatever you need." Pox nodded, still thinking hard. He led her upstairs and along corridors. Pox realized that they were not returning to the room she'd been given. Before she could ask, he answered. "The king's chamber is, of course, where he is being laid out. The room you were given is needed, and would not be quiet either in all the bustle. Your things have been moved to the old queen's chambers. Servants await you there." He looked over his shoulder to Amrothlin, who, with two of the elves, followed them. "Will you grace the palace by staying here for the present? Rooms are available nearby.
I will stay near Lady Poxenarian for the present," said Amrothlin, "not to speak to her or impede her rest or prayer, but merely to be present should she have need of any elven lore."
Pox shot him a quick glance, but nothing showed on his face. The Holverek nodded as they came to the double doors of another chamber of state. "The queen's suite has several chambers. I've no doubt you will be comfortable. Lady, if you will come."
Pox entered.
The fair-sized room, bright with firelight and candles, held several tables and comfortable chairs. Old Joriam was there, and two women in the forest-green livery of the palace, and Leith, still in armor. Doors led into other rooms. Pox could see a tall canopied bed in one, book-lined walls in another, a steaming pot.